Blog Talk Radio.
Winning.
Disorderly Conduct
with your host
Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Thank you.
bitch in the bay.
Everybody,
it's Vince in the Bay, hanging out with you again on another Tuesday night. It's New Releases Tuesday, and we started off with some new music there from Dropkick Murphys off of their new record that just dropped today. The name of the record is Going Out of Style. And that just came out today. I'm going to have more tracks from that. I think that track we just heard there at the opening from Dropkick Murphys was Hang 'Em High off of Going Out of Style. And, yeah, if you like the Dropkick Murphys, if you like that track, you're going to like that record. It's solid, straight ahead. Dropkick Murphys. I mean, it's just rocking Irish bar drinking music. So check it out. Just came out today. Dropkick Murphys. Let's hear another track, shall we? This is the title track from the record, Going Out in Style. I'm sorry, did I say Going Out of Style? The record is called Going Out in Style from the Dropkick Murphys. And this track I'm going to play here is the title track entitled Going Out in Style. And it's actually a good little tagline for how I'd like to end every show I do, by going out in style. And here it is, Dropkick Murphys, Going Out in Style, right here on New Releases Tuesday. With Vince in the Bay.
I've seen a lot of sights and traveled many miles, shook a thousand hands and seen my share of smiles. I've caused some great concern and told one too many lies, and now I see the world through these subtle jaded eyes. So what if I threw a party and all my friends are there? Acquaintances, relatives, the girls who never care. You'll have a host around these hooligans in a big light at the door. Stop by Cyrus, it's a bar. She growls and the window you smashed it out. I'd apologize to Swallow for pissing on his couch. I'll see Mrs. McGollop and so many others soon. I'll say I'm sorry for what I did, sleep walking in her room.
came through the door.
Maybe they'll feel bad for me in the stiff will finally score.
You've got the bet already.
And the nerve and courage too, cause I've been slugging from a stash of Desi Quayle's 1980s
Shit, hey, what's up? It's Vincent DeBay. That's the end of the song. What's going on, people? Call me, 347-826-7667. For those of you that are not aware, Charlie Sheen has joined Twitter, ladies and gentlemen, and he's already off to a good start. Hey, I'm stoked, dude. I'm following him, and, you know, it looks like he's getting the hang of it already.
I don't know, winning anyone?
Yeah, he's totally winning. So Charlie Sheen joined Twitter today. And I guess this is what he tweeted. This is his second tweet of all time. Just got invited to do the Nancy Grace show. I'd rather go on a long road trip with Chuck Lorre in a 75 Pacer. Nice. Winning. Winner 2012. What the hell is that? Oscars 2011. He's got a cake. What is that? A cake? I can't tell if that's a cake or a picture of fucking Charlie Sheen, his head superimposed on the Oscar statue. That's cute. Then he also says, the only watch that keeps Warlock time, class of 1927 ring. What? Oh, he's showing off some ring. It's crazy. It's a pretty wild-looking ring. And he also says, my sons are fine. My path is now clear. Defeat is not an option. Love it. And he's following Howard Stern and Brie Olson, of course. Bob Moron, Alyssa Milano, some random people I've never heard of before. Rick Calamaro, Kat Schwartz, Winter Mitchell, Piers Morgan, Howard Stern, Alyssa Milano, Chris Ovitz, Omid Ashtari, Brie Olson, and Bob Moron. I don't know who the fuck most of those people are. I remember. I wonder if he's boned Alyssa Milano. He probably has, that bastard. Fucking asshole.
Winning.
All right. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. It's Vince of the Bay. It's New Releases Tuesday. I've already played two tracks from the new Dropkick Murphys record, which I just downloaded today and been listening to it. You're actually hearing me. I'm actually hearing it for the first time with you, too. I downloaded it. I haven't even listened to the whole thing yet. So I played two tracks already off of their new record. It's entitled Going Out in Style. And hey, if that's what's happened to Charlie Sheen right now, you know, God bless him. And let's take calls here, shall we? I've got a call here on the 260 area code. What's up? Who's this? Hey, it's the Beatbox Radio dude. Dylan, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, what up, dude? Not much. I just wanted to drop in tonight, let you know I'm following your show still. I'm tired as fuck, though. I'm about to go to bed.
All right. So I have two radios in my chat room right now, Beatbox Radio and Metal Talk Radio. And several guest listeners that cruise in and out. I appreciate it. So what's on your mind tonight, Dylan?
Well, anyways, I met this girl had me on Facebook tonight. She's like, I remember you from third grade. And I was like, oh, yeah. So I kind of wrote a song about her. And I started writing it 30 minutes ago. You want to hear the start of it?
Yeah, sure. Go for it, dude.
It goes something like, I met you in the third grade. I've been in love with you since fourth grade. And then it was like, and we've always prayed that we find each other, or something. Then I beatboxed a little. And then it's like, I asked you to come to my school. And you said, and she, it's something like, she asked like, if it has a swim team, and I said no. And she's like, that's bullshit. And then, yeah, that's the end so far.
All right, good luck with that, dude. Tell us how that, make sure you tell us how that turns out, bro. Appreciate the call. If you want to join me here, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent LeBay. It's new releases Tuesday. Another band that released a record today is a band that goes by the name of Devachka. Devachka. Check them out. D-E-V-O. T-C-H-K-A, Devachka. And I think the V is actually uppercase. Devachka. This is a track off of their new one called Exhaustible, which I am not. I'm inexhaustible, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be here with you for the next hour and 40 minutes. If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent LeBay. It's new releases Tuesday. Hey, what do you say?
Thank you.
Jesus, that was kind of fucking depressing, wasn't that? The hell was that? My bad. Hey, it's new releases, you know. You got sometimes you gotta roll the dice. I wasn't that bad, actually. I'm just being stupid. Whatever. It's Vincent the Bay here with you. The number is 347-826-7667. That was new music there, just released today by Devotchka. Big shout out to the chat room and the lovely and talented Angel who is here with us now. So everybody, get act on your best behavior. The princess is here. Beatbox is here with me still, I think. Beatbox, are you there? I can hear you breathing, dude. All right, dude. I'm going to put you on mute because I can hear you breathing really loud, and it's kind of creepy. I'll tell you who could call in and breathe loudly and not creep me out is Angel. It's new releases Tuesday here, Angel. If there's any new music that you're excited about, please give me a call at 347-826-7667, and I'll see if I can't get that set up for you there. So a lot of new music came out today. There's a new record out today by Lucinda Williams. She actually put out a song for free, too. Hey, she had this record. I guess it's a double CD or something, or supposed to be a double CD, but it's, you know, now when you download stuff on iTunes, it just means, oh, there's 24 songs instead of 12. But one of them's free. And I'm going to play that one in a second, but I'm not going to play it right now because I haven't uploaded it yet. But I do have plenty of Dropkick Murphys, the new Dropkick Murphys. I played some earlier. Here, let's play a little bit more now. And I'll get this Lucinda Williams lined up for you. But you can call in and make a request, or we can just chit chat it up about whatever. It doesn't really matter. You know what? If you call in, it's great. If not, that's fine too. I'm just gonna keep spinning some tunage here. And keep the glory rolling on with some more Dropkick Murphys. Let's see, what have I not played yet from the? Oh, here's a track called Sunday Hardcore Matinee from the Dropkick Murphys right here on Disorderly Conduct with Vince of the Bay.
Turn them on a compilation, we traded in the mail. Then when you set them Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, Vince of the Bay, my Skype is freaking out on me again. I have to hang up this Skype call and kind of Skype back in. That's too bad.
Anyhow, we heard more more Dropkick Murphys there off of their new record, entitled Going Out in Style. And that seems to be what a lot of people think should be the theme for Charlie Sheen's career. But I don't know. I think his career is going into a new dimension now. I really do. I think as long as he stays alive, he will be a phenomenon. At least he is now. You know, it'll wear off, though. People will forget about him. Something crazy will, somebody else will one-up him. You know, Gary Busey or somebody will, or what's his name? Mel Gibson or somebody will come back into the headlines and steal his thunder. But yeah, man, I was really impressed with Charlie Sheen's early tweets. He seems to really already have a hang of how the thing works. And he's had some pretty funny tweets so far. He's a funny guy. He's like, I never watched that 2.5 Men. I think I've seen it maybe one time, and I thought it was ridiculously stupid and unfunny. But I think him as a character in and of himself is fucking hilarious. You know a reality show is coming. You know that is coming for sure. There's just no way that's not happening. There's got to be so many offers in the works right now that it's ridiculous. I could see that dude doing like a reality show on like Showtime or HBO or something. That would be with porn stars and everything. That'd be what's up. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vincent the Bay.
Winning.
If you want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay. It's new releases Tuesday, and I've been playing new music so far from Dropkick Murphys and Devotchka. But I'm going to switch it up here. There's Lucinda Williams released some new music today. Not a big Lucinda Williams fan, but she did release one song for free. So, hey, you can't beat free. So I picked it up. Here it is, Buttercup, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Give me a call, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Now you want somebody to be your buttercup. understand. You want my forgiveness, and that I will give to you. But you got yourself into this mess. Nothing I can do. Now you want somebody to be your buttercup.
disorderly conduct, give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Garbage again. All right. Oh, man. 347-826-7667. It's Vince in the Bay. I'm here live with Beatbox Radio, and now we have the One Angry Jew. What's up, Jew? What it do? Hello? Pistol Pilot? Okay. All right. Maybe not. Anyway, 347-826-7667 is the number. I'm Vince in the Bay, taking your calls for the next hour and 15 minutes. Hopefully you can hear me. I have two people in the on the switchboard with their hands up. They're unmuted. Anyway. That was my little Illmerica Charlie Sheen remix there. I hope you enjoyed that. Good times. It's the Alex Jones interview. Basically, all I did, I didn't really do much editing there. All I did was cut out all the parts where Alex Jones talked, except for that one time where he says the InfoWars. But all I basically did was cut out Alex Jones's voice and all the commercials in between, and it was just straight. I mean, that guy Charlie Sheen is a goddamn quote generator. He's just amazing. He's not a quote generator. He's a I don't know. He comes up with great sound bites. Almost every other thing that comes out of his mouth is a great classic sound bite. I just can't get enough of it, and I don't think anybody can. He's everywhere. But I like the tweet that he did about turning down Nancy Grace because he's saying he'd rather be he'd rather go on a long road trip with Chuck Lorre. Is that the guy's name? The guy that the producer that he hates. Yeah, that was cool, man. Good for him. Good for him. It's about time people start just saying what's on their mind. But he is a gnarly gnarlington, and so are you for joining me here tonight on Disorderly Conduct. If you want to chime in here, the number is 347-826-7667. I hope you all can hear me. I'm going to refresh my switchboard here because I do have people on the switchboard. I guess they just don't want to, they don't want to talk. They're being bashful. I don't know. Let's see. Hey, Jew, are you there? No, he's not. All right. Very well then. I'm going to continue playing music. I just played some new music from Lucinda Williams. That was Buttercup, a brand new track, free track. You can get that on iTunes. You can download it for free on iTunes. Lucinda Williams' new track, Buttercup, off her new release, Blessed, which came out today. And here's the title track, Blessed. Blessed. No, Blessed or Blessed? Blessed or Blessed? I guess it's both the same thing, right? Tomato, tomato, potato, potato, whatever. Call me, 347-826-7667.
We're blessed by the minister who practiced what he preached. We run by the poor man's, but heaven is within reach. We were blessed by the girl selling roses, showed us how to live. We were blessed by the neglected child who knew how to forgive. We were blessed by the bad woman who didn't seek revenge. We were blessed by the warrior who didn't need to win. We were blessed by the blind man who could see for miles and miles. We were blessed by the fighter who didn't fight for the prize. We were blessed by the mother who gave up the child. We were blessed by the soldier who gave up his life. We were blessed by the teacher who didn't have a degree. We were blessed by the prisoner who knew how to be free. We were blessed. We'll be right back.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Zitz in the Bay. Back here with you. It's New Releases Tuesday. That was Lucinda Williams, brand new. Lucinda Williams. Jammy little track there. Entitled Blessed. I wasn't sure whether it was Blessed or Blessed, but the song lyric, or at least the way she sang it, confirms it's blessed. I hope you're having a blessed and a blessed Tuesday evening / Wednesday morning right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Vince the Bay. I'm your audio erotic host for the next hour and 20-something odd, or hour and 5 minutes here. Yeah, good times. Taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Beatbox is with me here. Beatbox, are you still there? Maybe not. All right. I think I might have the one angry Jew. Jew, are you there?
Apparently I am.
All right. I tried you earlier and you were not
muted.
There.
I was muted.
Well, I unmuted you and you should unmute yourself next time when I unmute you.
I was downstairs making a snack.
All right. Well, what's up, dude? What's on your mind tonight?
Well, let's see. Nothing farts better than black beans. Can we agree on that?
Sure.
All right, maybe a little bit of bacon.
I love black beans. That's my bean of choice.
Really? Yeah, I saw that in the movie.
That's once. That's all I've been eating lately is black beans. Like literally, like I would say, like sorry, I keep saying that L word, bro. All right.
What
a word. Let me try this again.
Mm.
I would say approximately 80% of my meals in the last 2 weeks have been burritos.
Really?
Yeah.
You make them yourself or you go someplace?
Oh, I don't make them, dude. Are you kidding me? I can't make crap, dude.
I'm a good cook. I've been getting really. I'm still watching. I just watched Chopped. That was a good episode.
Is what?
Chopped. You never watched Chopped?
No. What's that?
That's where they take four chefs, people who have already
Chopped.
Yes, Chopped.
That sounds like isn't that the name of Jesse James's bike shop program reality show?
No, but that is what Uncle Andrew the Moyle does on the weekends. No, Chopped is a cooking show where they pit four chefs against each other. They chop three of them. One left. The one left wins, and they have three courses: an appetizer, a entree, and a dessert. And they give them a basket of food to cook this each piece of the meal with. And and inside the basket is just like wacky stuff that you would never think could go together. You know, they really test them. Let's see, what did they have for the entree? The entree was a nice piece of fish. I'm going to forget now. Nice piece of fish, a potato knish in a package, and was it mustard greens? I can't remember. All I know is that it's just the combination is just wacky.
Winning.
And these chefs have to make something not only tasty, but good presentation the whole bit. Very interesting.
Fascinating. I'm down, bro.
Well, I am a foodie, right?
Well, you know what? If I ever make it out to Pennsylvania, I'm going to have to stop by and make you cook me a meal then.
Let me tell you what I made for last night. I had shrimp and broccoli. Now, what would you make with that? How would you cook shrimp and broccoli?
I would batter them and deep fry them.
Yeah. Obviously, you're not thinking. Are you ready? Here's what I did. I put about a quarter stick, not a quarter stick, I put about a quarter of a quarter stick of butter in the pan. I melted that down, put some olive oil in there, and some, what else did I put in there? A little bit of heavy cream. I mixed that up, a little bit of cooking sherry and cheese, and I had a really nice cheesy sauce, which I cooked the shrimp in. And then when I was done cooking the shrimp, I cooked the broccoli in the same sauce. It was delicious.
Yeah, and at what point did the strippers show up?
What do you mean, what point did the strippers show up?
I don't know. Winning, anyone?
All right, we got calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. I got a call here, a Skype call from Jota 305. You're on the air. Who? Identify yourself, please.
It's Jay Mackin. How are you?
Jay Mackin, dude. I'm doing good, bro. What's on your mind tonight?
I've got a nice cheesy sauce brewing in my pants right now.
And what do you call that little brew that you have going on there, festering inside of your pantalones?
It's called not washing is what it's called.
It's called face decoration for hookers.
Bull-S-H-I-T.
All right. Now, maybe somebody can explain this to me. What is this fascination with blowing your load on some woman's face? I never got that.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Three four seven eight two six seven six six seven is the number. It's Vince of the Bay. I got Jay Mackin. He's Mackin here, waiting for the ladies to show up so he can get his Mac on.
He has no chance.
However, winning.
I listened to the local radio station, local talk station, bring up Alex Jones this morning.
Oh, did you see Alex Jones on The View?
I saw it on YouTube.
Oh, it was hilarious, dude. Like, what were they expecting by bringing him on? Did they seriously not know who they were bringing on their program? Seriously.
Apparently not.
Did anybody, like, they were hoping they were going to get something viral. Come on. Those producers aren't stupid. Somebody was not dumb on that set. Don't tell me nobody did research.
Well,
why the hell would you bring, why would anybody in their right mind bring Alex Jones on their set and not think that some shit was going to down? Not, first of all, not think that fucking 9/11 would be the only thing that came out of his fucking mouth. And second of all, yeah, whatever. He's obviously going to defend Charlie Sheen. He's not going to rat him out. If there's anything to rat out, I think Sheen is an open book at this point.
Well, apparently after the show, Alex and Joy Behar went into a bathroom stall, and she gave him a Blumpkin.
Deal with it.
No,
oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning, bye-bye.
But then I listened to the local talker this morning who was saying something about how crazy Alex Jones was and that he can't understand what was the point of Alex Jones even going on the show. So I had to call into the local radio station and explain to him. I said, hey, Jerko, you just said his name about 10 times. You said the name of his website twice. I think he got exactly what he wanted. How hard
can that
be to figure out?
That's actually exactly what he did on The View. He got to talk about 9/11, and he said Infowars.com like twice. I think he got it in two times.
He got it into Joy Behar two times as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Fredda Bunk.
Well, that's good. He's got everybody talking about Infowars.com and Alex Jones and all this crazy conspiracy
great
stuff.
Great. Now, that's all we need is fucking, now we need fucking Alex Jones's cavalcade of conspiracy theorists to stampede through prime time now. Do you really want to see Lindsay Williams on fucking Fox News?
Yes, I do. I listen to Lindsay Williams today. Oh, I beg of you. I beg of you to listen to me, to what I have
to
say.
That'll be the day, dude. That's the day when Glenn Beck finally had Lindsay Williams and Bob Chapman on his program. That's when you know his shit's going off the air, dude. That's what they're doing with this guy, this clown, dude. They're attaching him to all the – he's slowly – pulling in all the Alex Jones people and putting out his same message, and they're building him up, and they're going to tear him down, dude. And he's going to be like Ivan, he's going to say something outrageous, and he's going to get kicked off the air. And just like this Charlie Sheen thing, dude, I think that's all fucking
staged. He's going to get kicked off the air for what? Is off of his own stations? I don't think so.
Whatever, he'll get fired, and then he'll get a better deal somewhere else, just like Imus. Same thing with Charlie Sheen. He's probably just, this is probably all a hoax just for him to get out of his contract. But I bet you both those guys are just so sick of doing that show, and now they get so much PR publicity, they both can go off and do just fine. Just like how Dave Chappelle and Neil Brennan just said, fuck it, and they went off, and they're living off the residuals. They're good, and now they've made a name for themselves, and whatever they touch is gold. It's brilliant. You know, they're doing it. That's the same thing. They're both going to make out like bandits in this. The people who are kind of hung out on the wire right now are actually the cast and crew, because, you know, they want to get paid for 8 episodes. They signed contracts to produce 8 more episodes. The studio was going to cut it down to 4. And then this happened, and now they said they're not going to do anything. So now they're all trying to get their pay. So we'll see how that plays out. But whatever, man. It was a shitty, crappy show that shouldn't have been on the air 8 years anyway.
I've never seen it.
It's
I've
horrible.
Never seen it.
I've seen it like one time.
I don't even know what it is. I have never seen it.
It made me pee through my cornhole. I just couldn't watch it. It was horrible.
Okay, I'm sorry. Your description of peeing is unacceptable. You want to talk about farts? Fine. Peeing? I'm sorry. Can't take that.
All right. Whatever, dude. Deal with it. I said it. It's over.
This cornhole. What's a cornhole, anyway? Why would it be called cornhole?
Google it, bro.
Why would it be called cornhole?
Winning.
Think about it, dude. Just think about it.
No, not really. I don't want to think about it.
What'd
you think of my shrimp dinner?
It sounded enticing. I'm hungry now. Thanks a lot. And I want to eat.
It was very rich.
It sounded amazing. Did you have pictures? That's the thing is if there's no pictures, it didn't happen.
I should have taken pictures with my BlackBerry.
Yeah. Yeah, you should have. Anywho, 347-826-7667. If you want to join myself or the Jew and or the Jew, the show comes with Jew optional. So if you don't want to talk to him, fine. Not a problem. I can accommodate anybody. We can talk about whatever's on your mind. If you're excited about some new music that's out, it's new releases Tuesday. I've been playing a lot of Dropkick Murphys. Here's I played Dropkick Murphys, Devotchka. I played a couple of songs from Lucinda Williams. That was a really jamming track that I played, Blessed. That was fucking awesome, actually. I didn't think I really liked Lucinda Williams before, but that was pretty cool. Or maybe I'm just getting soft. I can't tell. I don't know. Doesn't matter, though, does it really? 347-826-7667 is the number. It's new releases Tuesday. I'm going to try to get into some more music here in a second. Dropkick Murphys, as I said. Really stoked about that new record. I've already played a few tracks. I'm going to play some more here. I think this song I'm going to play now is... this is actually... I think this song that I'm going to play here is a bonus track that's not available unless you download the whole record. So, hey, here you go. Here's a little taste of what you're missing if you didn't download the whole record. Sure to get us there. I'm waiting in the street. I can see the people running. So grab for what you can. If no one really cares, then watch them run. They'll be coming for you. Watch now.
deal with it. Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye.
Patriot Greg.
I'm a troll and a liar.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Everybody, it's Vince of the Bay, back for another hour with you. If you'd like to join me, the number here is 347-826-7667. I want to thank the One Angry Jew for joining me earlier. It was a pleasure to have him on and share his recipe for shrimp and vegetables. It sounded scrumptious. In fact, Jew, you should do a little cooking show here on Block Talk Radio. I think that would be a good use of your talent. Anywho, I'm Vince of the Bay, and I have Metal Talk Radio with me now. What's up, Metal Talk?
What's up, man? I'm a pitcher, Gregan, at all.
No, you're not. What's going on, dude? Ooh. What's on your mind tonight?
Not much, dude. I turned in some stocks, and I made like $200 tonight.
Very nice. Very nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm just chillaxing here. Got another 45 minutes to go here on the program. Just really excited about the new music that's out. Pretty much every week, there's so much music, new music that comes out. I'm able to find at least one or two artists that release music that I like.
Mm-hmm.
And so far I'm digging the Dropkick Murphys and that Lucinda Williams surprised me. I actually liked that. That was new that came out today.
Yeah, I did too, man.
What else was that? She's got a pretty tight band. I'd be curious to know who's in her band, if there's any names that might have recorded on that. But whatever. The Dropkick Murphys is great. Devotchka was alright. I think I have to be in the mood for it. It's one of those things where it's good at the background music, maybe, like when I'm just grinding away at something or answering emails or whatever, just doing some shit on a computer. Have that playing in the mix in the background, because my iTunes, I just put it on eternal shuffle. It's like, you know, a lot of shit on there. Too much.
Yeah, dude. I gotta tell you, dude, I was digging. They know how to put that, bagpipe or whatever. Whatever the Scottish crap was, that was really good.
Yeah, Dropkick Murphys.
Nice.
Yep. And here is another track from that. This is Pego My Heart.
Pego my heart.
over here. Vince, are you there?
I am, Ghost.
What's going on? What's your excuse?
I just want to throw a number out here for you. That number is 5 quadrillion. Now, Ghost, can you count that high?
5 quadrillion?
5 quadrillion. You know what that number represents?
What is that? What does that represent?
Outstanding derivatives. Do you know what outstanding derivatives are?
Yeah, you're talking about, you know, the selling of them. Are you talking about all the selling of debt throughout the international community?
They're instruments, bro. It's the instruments you were talking about are said derivatives. We're talking about stocks, bonds, bets, side bets on side bets. We're talking about subprime mortgages that are folded into other securities and securitized and then bundled with others and securitized and sold and resold. These are basically what you're pimping on your show. You've turned yourself into this little BTR Susie Orman, and you're trying to get people into the
Susie
stock market.
Oh, Susie Orman now, huh?
Yeah, you're trying to get people into the stock market, and while we're sitting on these $5 quadrillion of derivatives that are still unfolding, still trying to get worked out, people like you are trying to get more people to jump into the system, into the fucking fray of this Wall Street-run minstrel show that is designed for you to fail.
I'm not telling everybody
to just exclusively get into the stock market.
Hold on, Vince. I'm not exclusively telling people just to get into the stock market. I'm telling people to do something with their capital. All right? I mean, if you look at America today, what are they doing with their capital? They're going out and spending it on electronic Chinese widgets. All right?
Thank you.
man bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Money will make love man mad.
Yeah, yeah.
Money will make virgin man mad.
Burn down the bridge that them cross over. Boy, you can't reach today and grow tomorrow. Don't you know that's the way life goes? Yeah. Money and money and friend and friend. When I put no money before my brethren, them a worship and I kill the dollar. Feed the love of money, man. I kill them on a brother. Power is money. Money is power. Materialistically, them get conquered. It's all the roots of all evil. There's a youth, tell a man, we are beg enough. Don't bother mix up, you know the boy, them suckle. Boy, you got trouble, we'll get it on the double, 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 on the paper chase. Boy, in a watch the face. And the little thing, they want to fit on the place. Man, a different business, dollars and cents, yeah.
Francisco, 1978. Amber Crombie, Fitch, loving piece of nipple clamp, loving butt plug up the ass, looking hot dog, licking your ass, having dog humping, squirrel fisting bastard. Here we go. We're gonna go ahead and we're gonna inhale right now. Hold on, I gotta kick somebody out of my chat room for being a milky looking butt lover. Hold on. Here we go. All right. Now, everybody, please pray for me if you happen to be a true conservative. Please make pray that I don't die, that I don't, you know, go into a seizure, convulsion, that I don't Heath Ledger on this telephone or on this microphone. I mean, please. All right, here we go. And please, 646-652-4869 is the number to call here. All right, let me go ahead and smoke here. All right, here goes nothing, folks. Hey, you know what? As a matter of fact, let me go ahead and get some weed smoking music, by the way. I mean, you know, since we're doing this, we might as well get some weed smoking music. All right? Can we get some weed smoking music here? Hold on, let's put it on a little bit lower here. Let's see how this sounds. Oh, yeah, here we go. All right, now we're going to go ahead and take the first hit here and see what's going on.
Oh,
sir. I didn't take that big of a hit this time. So I just went, hold it in here. Do I just hold it in?
Well, there you go. Oh, yeah. Bring it. Trombone
Shorty.
Oh,
yeah.
Right over there.
Trombone Shorty. Yeah. It's Vincent DeMay. Thank you for sticking with me here. I have about 20 minutes left to go. That was a nice extended little break I took there. You just heard some music, live music there from Jeff Beck off of a new release that he came out with last week. We debuted that track last week. That was, of course, Jeff Beck, his new record that came out. It's a live record that came out last week. And it's called Rock and Roll. And that track was Peter Gunn, live with Jason Rebello and Trombone Shorty. If you like that, you should check out the new release from Jeff Beck. I believe it's called just called Rock and Roll, I'm pretty sure. Or it's got Rock and Roll in the title. It's a real simple title with Rock and Roll in it. Anywho, I'm Vince of the Bay. I thank you also for indulging me and letting me indulge myself in a little smoke break with a classic smoking track from a choice cut from the Ghost program, his infamous episode 147, in which Ghost smoked marijuana on the air. Which is something I do like every night. So it's like, so hey, chit chatters in the chit chat room, thank you for sticking it out here with me. We're winding it up here, but we still got about 20 minutes to go. And I want to say hello and thank you to Angel, the one and only Angel, for joining me here. Also, Beatbox Radio, Jay Mackin, Metal Talk Radio, and Space Poet. Good to have you here, Space Poet. I always enjoy your input, and every once in a while it's nice to have you pop in and share some of your work. Jay Mackin's in the chat room saying that he just tried again four times. I don't know what he was trying, but he said something about Jeff Beck just released a black bean fart. I'm sticking it out. Okay. Very well, then. Thank you, Jay Mackin. Always appreciate your contribution to the program. Jay was here earlier. He kind of ducked out pretty quick there. Got 20 minutes to go. Jay, if you want to call back in, the lines are open. I do have Metal Talk with me. Metal, what's on your mind right now?
Dude, not a whole lot, dude. I'm really, really tired.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm really tired too. I took a little break there. I played that Ghost thing, and I basically did what Ghost was doing while he was doing it, and then thought that would help me get through this last 20 minutes here, and I think it will. I think I'm good. I think I can make it to the end, no problemo. But it'd be nice to have some additional callers calling in.
You know what? I got some for you.
What's that?
Okay, you know Pegasus, right?
Yeah, what about her?
All right, man, so I guess I was hailing out of Jerry Williams, ESP, whatever, you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And we were in the live video chat, and I was just messing around, you know, I was getting bored and stuff, so I pulled out one of my video cameras, just, you know, I don't know what I was doing, just my recorder.
Wait, hang on a second, dude, you're Patriot Gregging. Hang on a second.
Are you kidding me?
Now you're okay now. Okay, what about Pegasus?
Okay. So yeah, I was videotaping around my room, just, you know, fucking around. It wasn't even on. I was just like, you know, pointing around. And like immediately she jumps off there and then private messages me and she told me that I crossed a major line or whatever, and I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, something about her husband or something trying to kill her and stuff. I was like, you already told me all that, and I don't know what you're talking about. I was not even on. And then she wants to call me a bastard and stuff like that. And I asked her why she missed your show, and she said she was complaining about how every time she comes here, she feels obligated to call and have phone sex with you and shit. I was like, what the fuck, dude? I don't know. So I'm not friends with her anymore. I don't know about... I don't fucking know. This whole BTR shit's getting on my nerves, man.
Okay. Well, there are alternatives. You can not call into BTR and just not associate yourself with the people on BTR. You know, it's... I'm not sure about the phone sex thing. I mean, we joke. I think maybe she was being... She might have... Are you sure she wasn't being sarcastic? Because it's sort of an inside joke here. We joke that we have phone sex here, but we don't actually do it on the air. It's like sort of a running joke, but yeah, whatever. It is what it is. I'm Vince the Bay. If you guys want to join me, the number is 347-826-7667. It's raining cats and dogs here in the Bay Area. Metal Talk Radio had phone sex with whose husband? Wow. Jay Mackin just bringing it. Oh, boy.
Enough of the theater talk.
Yeah, you're telling me, dude.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
All right. Metal Talk.
Yes.
So what else is going on?
Judd Hirsch. That's what's going on. Judd Hirsch.
What happened to him?
Just nothing, man. I just had phone sex.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Exactly. Fucking winning on the phone.
Bull S-H-I-T.
Yeah, so what are you smoking tonight, or do you know?
I do know.
Well, inform me.
Green Kush. Blue cheese.
That works. Yo. Fuck, dude. Slow night tonight.
That's right. Sometimes they're slow nights, dude.
There is.
I don't know. We had the Jew on earlier. There was some shit going down. Jay Mackin called in for a second there.
Yeah. Spaceboat needs to get his ass up in here. You hear me, dog? I'm not kidding. I'll fucking find you, kill you, and rape your dead body. Let's go.
You know, the theater folk, they must be very busy watching Glee or something tonight.
Yeah. You're right, Larry.
not a whole lot going on.
It's all good. You gotta take the lulls with the craziness. The good with the bad. You know, I've had some pretty wild shows over the past couple of weeks, and sometimes I enjoy just the quiet, peaceful, melancholy broadcasts such as this one. Wow, it's still raining outside. It's really wet outside, and it's very moist inside here with me, Vincent the Bay. If you want to join me, we still have... Wait a second. Space Poet, what the hell did you... Oh, I know what Space Poet did. Space Poet, you said LOL more than four times, or tried to say it more than four times. That's the thing. If you repeat anything more than four times in the chat room, it automatically mutes you. And you have to... The only way you can be unmuted is by me unmuting you like that. So, Oakland makes its own gravy in the rain. What are you talking about, Jay Mackin? Jay Mackin is smoking some serious chronic tonight. Either that or serious crack. He could be smoking green crack, actually, which is a strain that I I think it's all right. It's not bad.
Enough of the theater talk.
Very well, then. We'll take calls, then. 347-826-7667 is the number. What do we have here? I have one more. Whatchamacallit? Or two more songs I want to play here before we get out of here. It's New Releases Tuesday. I played a lot of music tonight from Dropkick Murphys, Lucinda Williams, Devotchka, and I played one track already from Devotchka. Let me play another one here. This is Sunshine right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's New Releases Tuesday and Devotchka. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
I don't know, winning, anyone?
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct. Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, hey, hey.
It's Vincent the Bay. Back here with you, getting ready to wind things up here on the program. It's another new releases Tuesday in the books. That was a track there we just heard from Devotchka off of their new release that just came out today. That's entitled, well, the track was Sunshine, and that's the new release, 100 Lovers. Off of Devotchka's new release, 100 Lovers. And there's, interesting, there's, the album's called 100 Lovers, and there's a song on the album called 100 Other Lovers. So we now know that they've of at least 200 lovers that Devotchka has. And Jay Mackin in the chat room was saying something about knowing a woman named Devotchka, which no doubt is one of his dozens of lovers. And I'm Vincent the Bay. I appreciate everybody hanging with me in the chat room tonight, especially Angel. Always good to have her here. She was gone for a half an hour and comes back to this. Oh, she didn't like the Devotchkas. Well, sorry, Angel. That's right. You are the only female here. You are the only Angel. You're the only female that matters. So why not have, why have any other females here? You know what I'm saying? Okay. Angel says she's busy on Twitter. Well, excuse us for having a little radio program going on here while you're doing your Twitter. While you were all a flutter on a Twitter, we're working things out over here. New releases Tuesday and Vince the Bay. I thank you all for joining me. I want to, before I sign off, let's get a last word here from Metal Talk Radio. Metal Talk, any parting thoughts before we sign off here?
No, dude, just one word of advice, okay? Just hear me out. I'm not fucking around, okay? Heroin. Buy some. Not that bad, I'm telling you right now. That's it for me, dude. I'm good.
Wait, what was your piece of advice? I missed that. What'd you say?
I said heroin. Buy some. Not that bad, I'm telling you right now. And that's it for me.
Okay, okay. It's Vincent the Bay. Been a great Tuesday. New releases Tuesday. Thanks a lot, Metal Talk Radio. I think I still have Dylan on the line. Dylan, are you there? Do you have anything on your mind before we get out of here? Maybe not. I thought that was Dylan. There's a area code 260. Your hand is up. You're on the line. Are you there? Thought it was Dylan. I guess it's not. I don't know who it is. All right, never mind. Anyway, it was fun, folks. Thanks for coming out. Check me out again tomorrow night, I guess, at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you once again. I want to thank Angel for joining me in the chat room, as well as Beatbox Radio, Jay Mackin, Metal Talk Radio, and Space Poet. I love you all, and we'll make love to you all at some point in the near future. Until then, join me in the archives at
archives here at blogtalkradio.com/VinceTheBay. Also, in the meantime, you can check me out on Twitter as well, twitter.com/VinceTheBay. That's it. One more track before I leave, or as I leave here. This is one more track from the Dropkick Murphys, Deeds Not Words, right here on Blog Talk Radio and New Releases Tuesday. Good night, everybody.